Hello, Christchurch. We're glad that you can join us today so that even though we're physically separated in our different homes, we can be connected as we reflect and worship together. We're continuing to celebrate Easter today, the amazing resurrection of Jesus. Let's start with an opening prayer. Almighty God, your Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence. Give us new hearts and constant wills to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The reading this morning is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 19 to 29. Here are some of my family to read it for us, followed by Bobby.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said,
"Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
And with that he breathed on them and said,
"Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him,
"We have seen the Lord."
But he said to them,
"Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe."
A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said,
"Peace be with you."
Then he said to Thomas,
"Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe."
Thomas said to him,
"My Lord and my God."
Then Jesus told him,
"Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed."
Hello, Christchurch. However the last week has been for you, I hope you've experienced something of the love and the hope of the resurrection in your life. Peter and I have been at the Christian conference, Spring Harvest. We're supposed to be at Butlin's in Minehead, but instead we've been on the sofa in Sturchley. What's been lost in atmosphere has at least partially been made up for in comfort, I must admit. If you've got some time on your hands, then look up Spring Harvest at Home on YouTube. There is an abundance of teaching, workshops and virtual gatherings for all ages, and it's all available free. But as we come to look at this passage, let me just pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as you came to the disciples in that locked room, come to us now. As you revealed yourself to Thomas, show yourself to us now. By the power of your Spirit and through your precious name. Amen. 10 disciples locked in a room. Their leader, who they'd put their trust in and devoted themselves to for the last 2 or 3 years, had been brutally murdered, and they were very afraid. They were locked in and afraid. Maybe that's how some of us are feeling now, afraid of an invisible virus that's taking so many lives, afraid of not getting the treatment we need because our hospitals are focusing on virus patients, or worried that we hadn't better go into the hospital, afraid of the effect of the isolation is having on our own mental health. Maybe we're afraid of the economic impact on our lives as businesses struggle. Afraid as we leave the security of our own front door to do our jobs, or to do what needs to be done, or the shopping. As we acknowledge our own fear, feel the fear of the disciples. Their world has been turned upside down too. They have no idea what they should do or what's going to happen next. They've locked themselves in for protection, though I'm not sure that it's going to have much effect if the authorities really want to get in. They're afraid that they're going to die, that they're next in line. And it's in that place of fear that Jesus turns up. I say 10 disciples. Obviously, Judas isn't there, but neither is Thomas. Maybe he's going to get the shopping, or maybe he's doing his hour of government-approved exercise. Who knows? But when he does get back and is told of the visitor, told that the risen Lord Jesus has been, he doesn't believe them. He has to see for himself. He has to touch the scars in order to believe. And so a week later, when the disciples are still afraid and still locked up, Jesus reappears. Jesus comes to them where they are, as he comes to us where we are. By the power of a miracle, he enters into that locked room. By the power of the Spirit, he enters into our space. He knows that Thomas doubts. He knows that we doubt. He knows what Thomas needs, and he knows what we need. And so he shows up. Three quick thoughts that I hope will encourage us. Firstly, love. Jesus comes showing his scars. The risen Lord is the crucified sacrifice. Jesus' wounds are testament to his love for us. We know the verse. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. Someone I was reading wrote, his scars are his credentials to the suffering race of human beings. Scars born in love. Jesus wasn't immune to pain, wasn't immune to suffering, wasn't immune to tears. He was fully human. And we're not immune either. Jesus knew separation and he knew abandonment. He is with us in our pain. He's not a remote God. He is present with us. And his love for us is overwhelming. Secondly, we read in verse 20 that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Jesus turns their grief to joy. In almost every way, their circumstances hadn't changed. A week later, they're still locked in a room. But being with Jesus gave them joy. There's a lot in our world to not be joyful about, but we are a people of hope, and there is joy in the presence of the Lord. Thomas had at first doubted, but on seeing acknowledged his Lord and God. And Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. Or another version says, how happy are those who believe without seeing me. Psalm 95 verse 1 encourages us. Come on, let's sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Or as we sing in church sometimes, my heart will choose to say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Maybe sometimes joy is a choice. Finally, and if you know your fruits of the Spirit, you will have guessed, we've had love and we've had joy and now peace. Jesus' greeting is, peace be with you. The disciples are maybe reminded of the words that he said after their last meal together in John 14:27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And again in 16:33, I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus brings a peace that stills the troubled waters, that brings calm to the storm. But it's also the peace of reconciliation with God, of being made right with him. And it's the peace of a promise of a life hidden with Christ in God. Paul describes it as a peace that is beyond understanding. I think we can override it. The cares and the troubles of the world can crowd it out. But it is a promise, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. Let's rest in the presence of God and receive his peace. Let me finish by praying Romans chapter 15, verse 13 for us. I've made a slight alteration to the words, but not to the spirit. Let me pray. May the God of hope fill you with all love, joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We begin our prayers with one of the collects for today, and after some prayers of intercession, we will conclude by saying the Lord's Prayer. Risen Christ, for whom no door is locked, no entrance barred, open the doors of our hearts, that we may seek the good of others and walk the joyful road of sacrifice and peace. To the praise of God the Father. Amen. As we pray to the Lord, I will say, Lord, hear us. Please respond, Lord, graciously hear us. We pray first for all who live in our parish and for our parish community. We pray for those we know and those we don't. I offer you two areas to think of now and in your prayers this week. Cecil and Kitchener Roads, the roads around Ribblesdale and Warwards Lane, and thirdly, those people who live at Kensington Guest House. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Thank you, Lord, for our parish staff, for the work they're doing in these times. We ask you to encourage them in their work. Thank you, too, for those who continue to volunteer with their time, and bless them, Lord, in all of their activities. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all who are affected by coronavirus through illness or isolation or anxiety, that they, that you, may find relief and recovery. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who are guiding our nation at this time and shaping national policies, and we pray that they may make wise decisions. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for doctors, nurses, and medical researchers, that through their skill and insights, many will be restored to health. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for all working to keep our public services going, our food supplies and essential retail stores open. For those who work in care homes, especially Neville Williams Home. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for the vulnerable and the fearful, for the gravely ill and the dying, and those who are grieving, that they may know your comfort and peace. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. As we ask the Lord to accept all of these prayers, we pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we come to end our time together, an Easter blessing. May Christ, who out of defeat brings new hope and a new future, fill us with his new life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.